Hello everybody and welcome to episode 81 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 27th of May 2008. In this podcast I'm just going to speak about a DAB digital radio that I got for my car at the end of last month. That would have been on the 29th of April 2008. Basically, I'd been after one of these radios for my car since before Christmas, but I think there's a big shortage of them, and basically I'd tried tons of places to get it. Nobody had one in stock, but sort of last month, at long last month, to get my hands on one. I got one from John Lewis's website, which again was the cheapest place to buy it from. It was, what, £69.95, which is about 5 pence cheaper than most other people, and as well, they didn't charge any postage for it, which is also good. So now I speak about what's the advantage of having a DAB digital radio in the car, and what I think of it so far. So the DAB digital radio I got for my car is called a Highway, which is made by Pure, which in my opinion is probably the best make of digital radios you can get, because I've got a Pure Bug radio, which is sort of really cool. It looks like a bug and it's very good, but that's not what I'm recording this podcast about. It's basically one of the first easy to fit digital radios that you can get for a car, because normally when you get one you've got to like take your head unit out and put a new one and install a new aerial, but this one, it's really easy to install. It's basically like installing a sat nav. And when you first open the box, you've got all the sort of normal bits in it, you've got a quick guide instruction tells you to install it. So basically, first thing you got to do is install an aerial, which sort of sits in your front windscreen, which again, you sort of peel it off and then run it down into your right hand side windscreen, and then a cable runs along, which then plugs into the back of your DAB radio. I must admit, the main reason I got a DAB radio was because, well, a while ago, about 2 or 3 years ago when I was in Nottingham at some point, somebody decided to nick my car aerial, and in the process they seemed to bugger it, and for love of money I happened to get a new aerial. And I really like listening to Virgin Radio on DAB digital radio, because it's in stereo, but if you listen to it normally in Britain, you can only get it on AM, which is, well, AM, as you probably know, the quality is abysmally crap, or you can get it if you live in London on FM, which is very good, but unfortunately I don't live in London, so that was the main reason I got this radio. Overall, I'm actually really impressed by it, because I sort of live in an area which is a bit iffy for digital radio section, but overall, it's very good indeed, because I can go all the way from my village into work, and there's only one or two bits where it breaks up, which you may think that's not big, but it happens to be the same place as the FM signal generally breaks up, so it makes a nice change. That means I can go all the way into work and I can listen to Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio! There we go, that's my advertising for them. So basically, it's very good indeed. As I said, it's easy to install. It comes with everything you need. It comes with it sticking onto the windscreen. And then it comes with a cigarette lighter, which again, you plug in your cigarette lighter. It's also got a built-in FM transmitter, so it means you can sort of use it and then it transmits it over to your FM radio, so you don't need to sort of like install anything. Or you can use, an audio line out cable that sort of plugs between it and your car stereo, which is one I prefer going for, because quite often using the FM transmitter, I sort of like this, every radio station's interfere, I think you've got to sort of hop in about back and forth. So having the cable plugged in is a lot easier. Pardon me, got the hiccups. I must admit, if you're not a big fan of having tons of cables about your car, getting one of these radios is not for you, because you need to have one which goes from the aerial into the back, so that's two, and then you've got one that goes from the radio into your cigarette lighter, which means two, and if you plug it in directly into your car stereo like I do, that means you've got three cables sort of lying about the place. But as I say, I really like it. It will be interesting to see what the reception is like when I eventually use it to go all the way up to Scotland with my other half in August of this year, because lots of bits you can't get DAB digital radio, which, well, as it's still sort of quite a new thing, so it's still expanding. Right then, I might as well tell you a little bit what actually DAB actually stands for, because if you don't live in Britain or Europe, the chances are you've probably never heard of it. It basically stands for Digital Audio Broadcasting, as I said, DAB for short, which is basically a way of transmitting radio digitally. In some ways it's good and bad, because a lot of radio stations unfortunately broadcast in mono on it, so it's not that good, but if you like Virgin Radio, it's very good. If you like listening to Radio 5, again, which I don't, because mainly sports radio stations, figures again, it's normally only an AM radio station, so the quality's not good, but if you listen to it on DAB radio, the quality is a hell of a lot better, because it doesn't break up or anything like that. Apparently, if you live in America, which this came to new to me, you get a thing called High Def FM or something like that, which is their sort of equivalent to it, which, well, I don't know much about it, to be honest. But basically, if you live in Britain and you're thinking about getting a digital radio for your car, I would definitely recommend that you get this radio, because it's very good indeed. Anyway, I know I've probably bored most of you bloody scientists. I haven't done a podcast in a month, and then I do want to speak about something really geeky about digital radio, so I'll speak to you all very soon. I might even record another podcast, straight after this podcast, to let you know what I've been up to since I did my last podcast. But, well, I'll cross my fingers and toes that I actually do it. So I'll say goodbye for now, and I might speak to you very soon indeed. Bye!